the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the blessed month of Kiyak, and the reading again is from the first chapter of St. Luke. And we hear today about the visit of St. Mary to St. Elizabeth and the prayer and the prayers that St. Mary said. And in this visit, we can notice there is energy. This young girl, she is 14 years old, this St. Mary, traveling from wherever she was to St. Mary and crossing the mountains and going to serve. And we wonder how this girl got this all of this energy, that even like she was able to communicate it to St. Elizabeth. You feel there is a spirit of joy in the atmosphere around both of them. This is something we struggle with every day, energy. Sometimes we feel like at the beginning of the day, that the day is too long, and maybe we wish that the day never started. And we all have maybe this challenge, that every day we need to have energy in order for us to keep up with whatever effort and whatever tasks that we should be taking care of. So the question today that we are going to meditate on, trying to find the answer, how did St. Mary get this energy? And how she was able not only to have it for herself, but to communicate it to St. Elizabeth. So the key three words for renewed energy, this is what we're going to talk about today, is these words: connection, adjustment, and positivity. Again, it's connection, adjustment, and positivity. What do these words mean? The first word is connection. We are created in a way, and our setup is that we get energy from the source, and the source of life for us is God Himself. After one day of not charging your phone, it will run on low battery, and maybe the next day will not be able to use it at all. We are like this. We have two elements. The element that should receive the energy is the spirit in us. And by connection with God, by meaning like my daily repentance, going back to Him, my daily prayer, and my daily reading in the scripture, we live. The element from the earth is this body, lives by food. But this body by itself, whenever it eats or whatever consumes, doesn't make him full of energy. On the contrary, you can find that you are okay, you slept very well, you ate very well, and meanwhile you are depressed. You cannot take care of your responsibility every day. So what is the problem? The problem is the spirit inside you is not connected, and the connection is with God. And connection should happen on a daily basis. It's not something that we charge our batteries once a week whenever we come to the church, attending the liturgy, and that's it. As you charge your phone every day, you charge your phone every day, you charge your spirit every day. Man shall not live with bread alone. Man shall not live with bread alone. We live by connection with the source of life, that's God Himself. Saint Mary also, her connection was manifest. How, when she came to St. Elizabeth, what she remembered was God's promises. What she meditated on was God's goodness towards us. How this 14 years old girl was able to remember all of these promises and bring them in the discussion with St. Elizabeth. It's her daily connection with God that made her now, whenever she opens her mouth, she just speaks word of praise, glorifying God. She's full of joy, even though a great task is ahead of her. The second key for renewed daily energy is adjustment. What we need to adjust. Even though while we are connected with God, we have many things that drain this energy and takes it away. So what are these things? One of them is our expectations. Sometimes we have unrealistic expectations from everyone around us. And we are frustrated. We go from a disappointment to another disappointment, and frustration to frustration. And by living like this, even while we started the day with connection with God in prayer and in reading, but we have no energy simply because we are disappointed. I'm frustrated. I have something that did not meet my expectation. Adjusted expectations lead us to unhindered contentment. A person who really how to adjust his expectation always is thankful, is content, is okay with whatever he has in his life. But if these expectations are not adjusted, then every day I have a reason to be upset. And this upset level, whenever it gets to a certain point, turns us into anger. And anger is just a fire that consumes us from inside. If we live with it, it will not get us in any energy to do anything that is positive. Yes, we have in it energy, but it's negative, it is destructive. And whenever people deal with us, they can sense it, they feel it. People will avoid dealing with a wrathful person. Saint Elizabeth, today, for example, she was surprised that Saint Mary came to her. Why you come to me? You are the mother of my master. And again, in her mind, you are a young girl and also have a pregnancy you have to take care of. Compare Saint Elizabeth to some people who are always expecting that others are going to check on them. Whenever they meet other people, the first question, why you didn't call me for a long time? Why you didn't check on me? Why you didn't ask of me from me because I was missed from the church? This is Saint Elizabeth, and again, look at some of us, whenever we have expectations that all the people should tend to us, everyone should take care of our needs and our feelings, then we go every day with frustration, because people did not check, did not ask, did not take care of us, did not do what they're supposed to do according to our understanding. My expectations should be adjusted from God, from the church, from others, and from myself as well. From God, for example, God is not created in my image. I am created in His. What do I mean by this? God said certain things, and He wanted us to understand certain things according to what is the truth is. Sometimes we flip this and make God in our image, and then we think that whatever makes sense for us is what God said. You find people sometimes say, God is going to judge the people this way. He is not going to care about anything except about love. Let me ask you a question. Where is this phrase in the Bible? If this is not in the Bible, then God never said it. If God didn't say it, then when you say it, you make God in your image. God should think as you think, but this is not right. Give you example from the season. We know of Saint Nicholas, one of the saints that we read his story in the Synaxarium. We celebrated his feast a few days ago. This man was a bishop. He served the church. He served the children of God. And he used to go to the house of the people and maybe give them some support. And the story is famous about him, about this man who wanted to marry his children. He couldn't, and he helped him financially. This is Saint Nicholas, as whom truly he is. Then we make the story as we make him Santa Claus. And Santa lives in the North Pole, and he has elves instead of deacons helping him. And all of this story about he comes from the chimney and all of this, fine, this is something that we enjoy reading or talking about, but this is not truly whom Saint Nicholas is. We made this man this way because this is the image we want to think of him as. Sometimes we do the same with God. We make him in a certain image, and we assume that God has to think this way. And whenever God is not meeting our expectation because we created him this way, then we are frustrated at him. Why God did not do this? Why God did not make the world in a certain way? Why you are so upset? If you read the scripture, you know whom God is. But when we don't read the scripture, we make God in our image. This is a mistake. You speak with many people around you in the world. I meet people every day in the airport, in the street, in the malls. And whenever they meet with a priest, usually people try to get a discussion about God. And many times you find people saying, you know what, I believe that God is going to do this and this and this. And I wonder in my mind where exactly, in which scripture this was said. It is not in the Bible, it is not in the Quran, in anywhere. In any book, if you believe in anything, where did you bring this statement? God is not created in our images. We have to know whom truly God is, not make him as we wish. The second thing that we should adjust about God, God is not my servant. I am his. What is the difference between a master and a servant? The master is the one who makes the servant aware of his will, and he's expecting the servant to meet his expectations. If I am the master, then I tell God I want this and this and this and this. And when God is not doing whatever I'm asking, then I am disappointed. Then who is the master then? I become the master, and God becomes my servant. We should ask ourselves, what does God want from me? He is the master. Whenever I walk up in the morning and I stand before him, I ask him, what do you want me to do? What is your good will for me today? And I do my best in order to meet his expectations. This should be the right setup. Also, God is a wise and loving father. This means that being such a father, he does not just grant the people whatever they ask to be kind. He is wise. He knows when to give and what to give. We are all as parents, sometimes out of love, we say no. When God says no, why we are disappointed? One, he is not granting us whatever we wish. Shouldn't we be saying that he knows what he's doing? He is a wise and loving father. Also, expectations from the church. We all know that church is a hospital, and no wonder we see many sick people around us. We ourselves, all of us, are sick in a certain way. Why we are so like disappointed and frustrated whenever we see a weakness? And people run to the priest and saying, I want to look at this person doing this and doing that. So what's the problem here? We are all struggling. We all have our own issues. Yes, it is something troubling when we see an offense in the church. But at the same time, we should not be like surprised whenever we see some weakness or see people behaving in a certain way that we don't see it as the best way. The church also has the responsibility to teach. Our responsibility is to follow through. If I don't do whatever I am taught, then I should not expect any improvement in my life. No one is going to teach and do it for me. You will hear the message, your responsibility and mine is to go out and apply what we learn. Also from the church, my expectation is that service is offered in the best possible ability. The church, the Coptic church, and I'm thankful for God for this, 99% of the workers in the church are volunteers. Volunteers mean all of their qualification is, I love God, I want to serve. I am a sinner, I have my weaknesses, can please utilize my ability. Everyone is a volunteer. Only maybe the priest is the person who is receiving a wage from the church. He is on the payroll of the church. So this means that maybe there is no perfect service. Yes, because none is perfect. And it's not a corporation where like we hire and fire according to qualifications. It is based on like ability. This is what I can and allow me to learn. We all learn on the job because we are all volunteering. We are working here. So whenever you find something not perfect, instead of complaining, just volunteer. Go and say, I can do it better. Can you please give me the chance? This is the right way. This is the right expectation from the church. The church also searches for the lost one. But let me give you some news. The lost sheep is not one. Actually, it's more than one. Why we say this? Because sometimes a person feels like my problem is the only problem in the church. I am the only lost sheep, or my son is the only lost sheep, or my daughter. So the father should not be doing anything except to go after this lost sheep. But what if the fathers have another 99 lost sheep? How things will look like when they run between this and this and this and this? We have to adjust this expectation so not to feel frustrated or disappointed at the fathers. Everyone think that Abuna should leave everything in his hand, just come to my house, take care of me on daily basis, and say that, isn't this what Christ said? He said that you leave the 99 and go after the one that's lost. What if the 99 are lost? Then what will be the situation? So this is something else. We have to adjust our expectations from the church so not to be frustrated or disappointed. There are many people who need the service, and the priests try, or the servants try, to divide their times among others. I'm not saying that everything is perfect and you have to like love everything that's done, but at least, in a way, adjust your expectations. No, there is weaknesses, but we have to be realistic about what we expect. My expectations from others as well, understanding others' limitations. Find people sometimes expecting others to be perfect, while themselves they are not perfect, and they know this about themselves. This man called Guigu, he is a Catholic monk. He says, if you put up with yourself, why not put up with everyone else? The word that is very famous in any conflict, al-mafrud. And who farad al-mafrud? Who made al-mafrud? You. And if you do not apply al-mafrud on yourself, why you expect al-mafrud to be applied on others? If you are disappointed at yourself because you are not doing what you are supposed to do, why you are so angry and wrathful about other people who are not meeting your expectations? If you can live with your own weaknesses, I think it is wise that we live with other people's weaknesses as well. Another thing that should be adjusted also is understanding of friendship. Friendship is a mutual decision between two free people. They choose to be in a relationship and they are happy with this. Both of them should agree. It's not because I want to befriend someone and this someone does not want to befriend me, then I become disappointed or frustrated or I complain. Why? It is something that we go into this kind of partnership with free will. If I'm not happy, I'm not in. If you are not happy, you are not in. It's like marriage. So this is something should not frustrate us. If whoever you want to befriend is not sharing the same feeling with you, nothing here is a surprise or a problem. Move on, find the person that you can relate to and he can relate to you. Also, in marriage, unity in marriage is a high maintenance matter, something that you need to work on. If we are not working on maintenance in marriage by daily talking, daily prayers and understanding and forgiving, then why we are surprised when we have our marriages who are struggling in them? We have to work things. It's not just you came to the church, Abuna prayed, you are one forever, done deal, and then you will never feel separated from the other person. Something needs to be done on a daily basis, otherwise marriages will be, in a way, in trouble. Also about expectations from myself. Sometimes our energy are drained because we are not happy with whom we are. I am so disappointed at myself. I cannot live with whom I am. I have issue with myself from head to toe. Even standing before the mirror, I wish that I am somebody else. If we live like this, we cannot really have energy to do anything else. I'm just going from day to day with this sense of I am wrong, I am a mistake. This is not right. We should not be thinking this way. God granted you life, granted you your own gift, and He knows the way for you to fulfill the purpose of your existence. Just connect with Him and you will know it. Failure is not something that we feel ashamed of. Failure is a part, is a step on the way to success. If I keep trying, one day I will reach whatever I need to reach. Don't expect that anything will be fixed in one day. Your relationships, even your relationship with God, something you will need to do every day in order for you to find the right setup and start reaping the results. Don't be so upset and drained whenever you experience some failure in your life. Another thing that should be also adjusted, what is insanity is? Insanity is to do the same thing every day and you expect this different results. If you want something to change, you have to change your way. You have to change the way you do it in order for you to find something that's different. Sometimes we are doing things in a certain way and the results are horrible and we keep on repeating it over and over and over and over. The way my kids are treating me is very bad. They are not connected with me at all. They run from home. They find reasons to be away and excuses not to talk with me. Shouldn't this say something about me? I need to change the way I'm dealing with them. Sometimes people say, no, I am all right. My way is the best way. This is how I was raised. My parents were the greatest parents ever born. And accordingly, I'll just repeat how I was raised. And then the results are the same. And I do the same thing and I reap the same results. And I think that it's a mistake in them. The mistake is in me. This is insanity. When I'm assuming that I will do the same way, I will live with the same style, I'm expecting people to react differently. This is something we need to adjust our expectations in order for us to find some good results. The last word, the key of renewed daily energy, is to live as a positive being, a positive person. We like positivity, but we like to receive it from others. But sometimes we don't think of ourselves that we should be the source of positivity. When we talk about being positive, it carries many meanings, but I will say three or four principles being positive. Being positive means that you remember what is good and how God worked with you. We read in the Gospel, St. Mary today when she said the prayer, "For he who is mighty has done great things for me." If I ask St. Mary, what exactly an orphan who lived in the temple for all of her life and has no saying in whatever happening in her life, what exactly would be a good thing for you? But she still can see what is good in her life. I will give you an exercise, maybe we can work it together on the New Year Eve. Have a piece of paper and write down what are the events that you want to remember from 2015. I am sure many people are going to remember all of the negatives. It was such a horrible day, a horrible year. I remember back in Egypt that every year there was some kind of a caricature in the newspaper. Every time there is a beginning of a new year, they show the old year as something very bad. Thank God it is gone. But if we look at life like this, everything will be bad. Everything will be like a mistake. I wish I never lived this year. I remember just what God did not do for me and what I did wrong, what others hurt me with, whom I lost, and who is the person who is not in my life anymore. What about remembering what is good, what God did to me and to my family, what He granted me? This is something that maybe an exercise for us to try to remember what was good in the last year. Being positive means to focus on the solution, not the magnitude of the problem. Cain, when he offered his offering, God did not like it. Then Cain has a problem. He feels he's not accepted. God appeared to him and talked with him and said, "Cain, let us talk about the solution. Next time you do it right, I will accept it from you." Cain was so much taken into the negativity of, "I did something wrong, God did not accept from me." And who is the reminder of my mistake? My brother. Then how I get like myself out from the trouble? I killed the reminder. Not only Cain is behaving this way, many people are behaving the same way. Just look at the problem and think that those are the people who remind me with my mistakes. I am better off all of those people. I wish to change my life because I maybe those people around me are not helping me enough to be a good person. The right way is to say what I need to do different, and I change my way in order for me in a way to find a solution. My problems are mine, my responsibility and my work in order for me and God to find the exit from them. Being positive means an avoid exaggeration. I might have a small problem like this, but I look at it as, oh, this is the end of the world. This is the biggest problem ever. And I ignore totally what I have as a blessing. I just see this and then I multiply it by 100-fold and my life is miserable. I am the most stiff among men. I am the one who had the luck. Is it truly or am I exaggerating? Did you look at other people suffering around you? Did you see what those people who are not granted health or they lost a loved one or they are poor or living in persecution? Did you compare yourself with them before you say that you are miserable? I think something needs to be done here in order for all of our pains to be recalibrated, not to put it and become a huge thing. Being positive means also to see what is positive in ourselves and in others around us. Coming to the church, there are, thank God, 100 deacons serving every week. Maybe a couple of deacons are not standing wherever they are moving around, going to wherever. Then how we think of the deacons of the church? Sometimes people say, "Oh, deacons are wonderful. This is a good way." Sometimes say that a couple of deacons or some deacons were not standing still, and the whole thing was distracting. It is how you look at it, to be honest. Being positive also means focusing on the big picture. Every one of us has something that's a black spot. How do you look at it? Do you look at it as part of a bigger picture, or just your eyes are only seeing this? Do you see what is good around you, in your household, in yourself, in the family that God granted you, or you only are mindful of the mistakes, the errors, what's short and what is not coming as you wish? All of these at the end will contribute into the level of energy that you have. Many people, they have energy not only for themselves, but also they instilled in the heart of other people, like Saint Mary. And many people just like negative and spread negativity wherever they go. We do not want to be like this example. Today, Saint Mary is giving us a lesson about being a positive person, being a full of energy person. How, what is the way for it, for this renewed daily energy, connection, adjustment, and positivity. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.